There are several Mamari Chazal, a Gemara in Brachos, several Midrashim, some in the end of Shmos, some in earlier parts of Shmos, which describe the inversion of Bezalel and the inversion of Moshe's commands, where Moshe directed a certain sequencing of how to construct the Mishkan, and Bezalel reversed it. Now, what's interesting is, first of all, to collate a list of all these reversals, and these reversals are generally commended and lauded, approved by the Gemaras and the Midrashim, whether it's discerning within Bezalel's name an ability to decipher hidden wisdoms of Hashem. Bezalel, he was in the shade of Hashem, and he was exposed to certain opportunities or not opportunities, but scheduling and sequencings that Moshe wasn't. And his shift was implicitly approved by his name, Bezalel. Or another Medrash quotes a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Tes, Ten Lechacham B'Yachakim Od. So this phrase in the pasuk in Mishlei, Ten Lechacham B'Yachakim Od, suggests that delivering information to a wise man will allow him to advance that wisdom or that science in ways that weren't initially or originally delivered. V'yech kamod. According to the Gemara in Brachos, the difference between Bezalel's construction and implementation and Moshe's instructions are highlighted by the different sequencing between Terumah and Kitisa. And Terumah, first the Klei HaMikdash are described, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and only towards the end is the actual infrastructure, the Mishkan itself, or the Ol Moed. In Parshas Kitisa, Moshe announces, Re'eh Karasi B'Shem Bezalel Ben Uri Ben Hur, and Pasuk describes Bezalel as first fashioning the Ol Moed and then the Klei HaMikdash. And this is the more familiar reversal, the Gemara in Brachos Nun Hei, where Moshe instructs Bezalel, based on the sequencing in Truma, to first build Kalim and then construct the Mishkan. And then Bezalel says, Moshe Rabbeinu min hago shalolam, is this the way that human beings craft a Mishkan? First you build a house, and then you fill it, or then you construct the various furniture and elements of the house. So Bezalel reverses Moshe's sequence, first building the infrastructure of the Mishkan, and then building the actual Kalim. The Medrash Rabbah has a slightly different reversal, where Bezalel decides to build the Aron before the Mishkan, for various reasons which I'll in a few minutes delineate. So if you combine the Medrash and the Gemara, essentially Bezalel builds the Aron, then the Mishkan, then the rest of the Kalim. Moshe Rabbeinu had instructed him to first build the Kalim and then the Mishkan. Bezalel then builds the Aron, the Mishkan, and then the rest of the Kalim. I think these Midrashim have to be analyzed on two levels, macro and micro. At a macro level, it's implicit, specifically within that pasuk in Mishlei, is the ability to disagree, not to reject, but to alter the instructions of Moshe Rabbeinu in building the Beis HaMikdash in the Mishkan. This is a very, very delicate and sensitive issue. On the one hand, our Masorah demands unflinching and unyielding obedience. And that's certainly true when it comes to Ruach Halachic activity. And there's no flexibility to disagree with someone like Moshe Rabbeinu when it comes to the transmission of Torah. But this isn't the Halacha. The Halachos dictate the dimensions of the Kalim, the material of the Kalim. The Halacha doesn't really dictate the sequence of construction. That's something which requires creativity, vision, and as I will describe in a few moments, Bezalel draws some various different models and templates. And Bezalel disagrees with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he implements a very different strategy. And I think that in our world, even in a non-Das Torah-centric world, we sometimes have a hard time creating those discriminations. On the one hand, obviously when it comes to halacha and areas of halachic peripheral halachic experience, such as minhag, such as masorah. So in that area, I think there's got to be a tilt towards inflexibility, unchangeability, or change at a slower pace that is approved and that is commissioned by people really greater than ourselves. But when it comes to the general implementation of Avodas Hashem, which I think is symbolized by the Mikdash, building a Mikdash, building a religious lifestyle, it's hard for us to suppress. I don't think it's healthy for us to suppress our own instincts as long as we're conforming within, obviously, the general blueprints of the Mishkan. Bezalel doesn't build a different clay of Mishkan. He just alters the order. And he draws from three different paradigms. The Gemara I alluded to earlier in Brachos has Bezalel prioritizing the Mishkan over the Kelim. Moshe instructs the Kelim first, all the Kelim, and Bezalel says, is that the Minhag Shel Olam? So Bezalel seems to be a little more grounded than Moshe, or at least is able to see within the Mishkan an experience which parallels human behavior, human activity. This is a home that's meant to evoke within a human audience associations with their own homes. And the building process should reflect that. And when we build a house, first we build the structure, the facade, first we build the overall skeleton, and then we start to refurbish it and to improve it. And Moshe maybe is not able to sense this because of his lofty status. So it's the Bezalel who's grounded in the ways of man is able to correct Moshe's sequencing. And to a degree, what's fascinating about the Gemara Brachos is that the Gemara Brachos has HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually commanding first Mishkan and then Kelim. Moshe, for some reason, inverting it, and then Bezalel sensing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original intention. That's why it's called Bezalel. The second Medrash, well, not the second Medrash, but the Medrash, this is in Shmos Rabbah, Perek Nun, the Simon Beis, has Bezalel building the Aron before the Mishkan and before the other Kelim because he's worried about Kavar Atara. So Bezalel asks Moshe Rabbeinu, Mal Mishkan Hazeh? Amru Lo, so Moshe answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create his presence and teach Am Yisrael Torah. So Bezalel says, well, then where will the Torah be placed? And Moshe says, after the Mishkan, we'll make the Aron. And Bezalel says, well, that's not Kavod HaTorah, to allow the Torah to be containerless. So Bezalel isn't just lifting from Minhag Shel Olam, he's worried about Kavod HaTorah. Again, in a way that Moshe Rabbeinu is unable to sense. Moshe Rabbeinu has no problem with a Torah being unhoused and uncased. And perhaps according to Moshe's view, Torah is so immortal and so transcendent that whether it does or doesn't have a container, its honor and its glory won't in any way be impaired. But Bezalel senses, possibly in line with the Gemara in Brachos, that at least to the human eye, Torah will be in some way, its glory will be diminished if it isn't placed in a container as soon as possible. And therefore, he instructs the construction of the Aron before the rest of the Mishkan. The next Medrash is even more fascinating because it parallels Bezalel's choice to prioritize the Aron to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choice to create light, Yior, before he creates the rest of the world. There's some radiant background. And the Medrash compares this to Bezalel, who decides to build the Aron first. Now, it doesn't say whether he builds it before the Mishkan or before the other Kelim. It sounds like he's building it both before the other Kelim, but at the very least before, and even before the Mishkan, but at the very least before the other Kelim. And he borrows from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Briyas HaOlam, that before, almost as the backdrop for the creation of all the other Kelim, including the Mishkan, there has to be an Aron housing the Torah. So Bezalel is able to both sense a paradigm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world that he's trying to capture, in human practice, which are two dichotomous systems, and he's able to create a balance to create first Mishkan and then the rest of the Kelim, but before the Mishkan to build the Aron, to encompass both HaKadosh Baruch Hu's style of creating the world as well as human beings' approach to first building a facade, then building or furbishing it with furniture. And he's able to draw from all these different sources to create a sequencing, which for some reason Moshe is unable to. Perhaps because Moshe had seen the Mishkan in such abstract terms that it was obvious for him that the Kelim should be constructed first. But the general message of this Medrash is to be approving of Bezalel even though he disagrees with the sequencing that Moshe implied, although he's not violating any halacha or any dimensions that Moshe delivers, he's just altering the rhythm and the dynamic by which those kelim are created.